ladies and gentlemen, the pattern going back 100 years is that schools steadily discard academic and intellectual content, and then they fill the resulting void with toxic fluff. Now, when Americans first heard about CRT, everyone rushed to debate what it is and what we should do about it. A similar disruption was caused by SEL, or social emotive learning. What is that? How should we respond? Well, recently we heard about ESG, environmental, social, and governance investing. Wow, that's a big one, gobbling up any remaining resistance with just a phrase. Major corporations modified their portfolios in order to meet ESG demands. Looking back a few decades, there are more of these things than you can imagine. Does anyone know what Goals 2000 meant or means? Remember when Common Core came along? We're still debating that one. Our education establishment is a jargon factory. They churn out mysterious names, and we waste time and energy trying to figure out what the beast is. Meanwhile, we don't see what is really going on around us. Here's what definitely happens during these episodes. The amount of academic content is reduced. Why? There's no time, we are told, for that old-fashioned stuff. We must deal with brave new worlds presented as esoteric initials and acronyms. And we learned to expect yet another pretentious new brainstorm, some sort of ultimate education delivery system sent down by divine benefactors. We are expected to be grateful, never mind the new gimmicks don't work. But if you make a list of all the things taught in 1950, for example, you would notice that every year a dozen or two of these things vanish. What we have instead is billowing ignorance. When it's not ignorance, it's indoctrination. That's where they do teach something, but it's not something school should be teaching. It's ideology. It's somebody else's fanaticism, and you don't need it. So that's what the education establishment insists on giving you: minimal academics plus relentless social engineering. That's a very good quick definition of today's K-12. Is that what you want? I know a middle-aged woman who raised several children, and now she's got a job as a teacher's aide. And all of a sudden, our educational reality became clear to her. She told her mother, open quote, "They are not teaching anything. It's all about socialization," close quote. She was shocked. A big example now is inclusion. Just one word and it destroyed Bud Light, a multi-billion dollar industry, because the people running the marketing department never knew when to stop. These wokes thought they had to indoctrinate their customers. That is, those deplorable hicks who should be turned into the kind of people that wokes want to meet at a cocktail party. That was the genius of the Mulvaney mindset. Customers must be whipped into shape. Selling product was like school still teaching knowledge. Nobody does that anymore. So the secret goal of the public schools, as Elon Musk reveals to us, is to fill up classrooms with indoctrination. There are not enough minutes in the week to do anything else. And indoctrination consists of social emotive cliches, and one of them is now inclusion, which seems to be the alpha answer to everything. I expected, starting a few years ago, that inclusion will turn out to mean exclusion of things they don't like. Nothing is more ominous than that little trick. So, to understand what's happening in the country, understand that the education establishment is no longer in the education business, not the way it used to be, when children were assumed to be there to learn and teachers were there to teach. The system was mainly concerned with deciding which things to teach. For example, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. If you don't know some dates and names, how can you possibly talk about the history of anything? Nowadays, I'm sorry to have to tell you, kids don't learn about Columbus in 1492. They don't even know the countries in North America. They don't know who fought in the Civil War. They don't know where the Panama Canal is. They often don't know what 3 times 3 times 3 is. Finally, a simple formulation is to say that the education establishment wants to limit what you learn and to control the feelings that you have instead. I believe the goal is to make people tense, insecure, and easier to control. Socialization, going back to John Dewey, is just a sneaky word for obedience. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.